Greeting, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from Sunday service and message, remembering someone who died. Death is the great equalizer among mankind. No person or family or group is exempt from death, and it separates us from those we love and care about. To ease the pain and disappointment of separation, we often look for ways and methods to help us to remember those who have died. Memorial Day in the United States is one such method to remember those who died in the line of duty serving this nation in the armed forces. Just like Memorial Day, these tributes and gestures toward remembering someone who has died takes many forms. The most common way in our day and time is pictures placed where we can easily see them and be constantly reminded of those in them. There are seemingly countless other ways to remind us of someone who has died. But why do we want to remember them? Because of what they meant to us and what they did for us while they lived. We also want to remember them because of how they died and why they died. But the question is, who shall remember us who are alive now when we die? For all of the aforementioned reasons and others, someone may choose to remember us as well. But their problem, like ours, is an inability to do anything about our dying situation. We can call them, but they will not answer. We can think about them, but they can't think about us. But there is one who remembers and will never forget us after we die. One who has the power and means to do something for us and to us after we die. He has the cure to death and is able to awaken us after death closes our eyes. Not only does God remember us, but he remembers what we all did before we died. The Hebrew writer said God is not unjust to forget all what people have done for his people and for his name's sake. There's nothing that will go unnoticed or forgotten. And this is true for all people, regardless of whether we live to please God or not. God will remember us all after we die and reward us all accordingly. You can hear the complete sermon by clicking the sermon title above. You can also see and listen to the latest Sunday School Missions and BTU sessions by clicking this link. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices to get the latest news, updates, and shortcuts to all of our ministries, functions, and activities. Click the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings for an excellent devotional and preparation for the upcoming Sunday School lesson. Don't forget to leave a comment or question down below. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.